Today, why real estate lobbyists are nervous. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance and the Lizard's World Notice Posts, covering finance problem news with a distinctively Australian flavour. There is a big, black and frankly rather whiffy hole in Australian real estate, created by the suspicion the sector is a honeypot for money laundering and other criminal activity. After all, we have deliberately failed to implement the recommendations from earlier reviews, and of course the question we need to ask is, why? In a nutshell, senators have been told money laundering could further push up surging house prices, but real estate lobbyists have warned counter-attack measures could also shake the market. Representatives from anti-corruption group Transparency International and financial crime watchdog AUSTRAC have told a parliamentary committee that Australia is an attractive destination for criminal proceeds, particularly through its real estate. Appearing before the Senate Standing Committee on Legal and Constitutional Affairs on Tuesday, Transparency International Australia Chief Executive Serena Lillywhite stated it would be reasonable to think money laundering could affect the property market. It has devastating impacts both in Australia and overseas, and can be reasonably argued it is driving up property prices in Australia and locking many Australians out of owning their own home, Ms. Lillywhite told the committee. While she noted it would be difficult to track down records or documentation, Ms. Lillywhite said she believed there is enough anecdotal evidence to suggest criminal activity could impact the housing market. We know that we do have this gaping hole in our law, which does mean that Australia is a more attractive destination than others, she said. Transparency International has called for reforms to target Australia's weak anti-money laundering regime and to introduce a public register of beneficial ownership. Similarly, AUSTRAC has raised the alarm on money laundering through the real estate sector following its reports earlier in the year. In its submission to the committee, it reaffirmed that the use of real estate is an established method of money laundering internationally. In addition to buying high-value goods such as property to launder or conceal illicit funds, AUSTRAC reported criminals may also renovate and improve real estate, thereby increasing the value of their properties and potentially profiting if they sell. Australia is one of a few countries that has yet to introduce the Tranche 2 reforms to its anti-money laundering laws, which would extend the legislation to regulate players outside of financial services, including lawyers, accountants and real estate professionals. However, industry body Real Estate Institute of Australia, REIA, has somewhat pushed back against the government's way of implementing Tranche 2 reforms. The body has insisted that without proper consultation, the changes could impose burdensome costs on the 47,000 odd agency businesses in the sector, which could in turn potentially be passed on to home buyers and tenants. REIA President Adrian Kelly rejected that the costs for each Australian agency was in line with an estimate from New Zealand practitioners that it totaled around $10,000 for Kiwi firms. He has instead placed it closer to around $50,000 per Australian real estate agency, which would potentially add up to billions of dollars across the industry. With the ongoing public policy debate around housing affordability, the introduction of these extra costs should be of concern, Mr. Kelly told the committee. He listed a range of obligations that could be forced on real estate agents under the Tranche 2 reforms, which include requiring small businesses of all sizes to potentially hire an anti-money laundering compliance officer. They would have to conduct biannual compliance through hiring a risk firm, assess and document potential AML risks to the agency itself, and complete an AML compliance program for each agency, then verify all times and the identities of all purchasers and buyers, and they'd have to submit reports on certain types of transactions and monitor the accounts of customers to potential money laundering, and then investigate suspicious fraud for reporting suspicious activity and submit annual reports to the government. And he said, we estimate that all these activity streams will be a significant financial burden to real estate agencies of all sizes across Australia. If the anticipated activities for Tranche 2 recordings are required, the costs of the sector could easily reach the billions. Well, cry me a river. After all, if illegal money is flooding into the real estate sector, as suggested, this will has indeed already inflated prices. arguing that it's too costly to comply with reasonable compliance measures is a joke, but hey, we cannot let prices fall, can we? Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultant standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer.
I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.